Dr. Robert Bobby Sandel has been the president of Virginia Western Community College for 16 years now, and during that time, the school has undergone many physical changes and perhaps some change in its core mission. Dr. Sandel, he was Roanoke City's Citizen of the Year in 2013, joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me this morning live in our studio. We're going to talk about what's gone on there in recent years and what lies ahead. But first off, let us welcome you, Dr. Sandel. Nice to see you. Nice to meet you. And welcome to WFIR.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm delighted to be here. My pleasure.
Going to start out with a two-part question, if we can, Dr. Sandel. First off, are you hoping many of your students got out, you know, to vote yesterday, especially the younger ones? And Dr. Sandel, how much of what you're doing at Virginia Western change with the shift in political directions, or has that support remained fairly constant over the years?
Well, first of all, we are very encouraged that more of our students are voting now. We are very supportive of that, and we try to give them every avenue and opportunity to go vote, and we encourage them to do that. Politically, we have been very supported by both Republicans and Democrats, so we try to stay, obviously, neutral. But, you know, the delegates and the senators of Virginia have been very good to the community colleges. They see that our mission is very important, especially the economic development part, as far as we try to help fill the jobs and workforce needs of our region. And we have so many students of various ages, from 18 to 80, that we fill a lot of their constituency. So they're very supportive of what we do.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Bobby, about workforce development and workforce training has really become a mantra in recent years. You know, for candidates at the governor level, delegate level, state senator level, do you see where that's been more of an emphasis with candidates in recent years as far as getting more funding to institutions like Virginia Western for some of the programs you're doing?
Well, Gene, you're exactly right. Politicians love to talk about economic development. They love to be able to say to their constituents that we're trying to get jobs out there for our people, and they see the community colleges as a driver to make that happen. So it's worked well for us. Everybody today uses the term economic development. Anybody trying to raise funds says they're an economic development driver, whether they are or not. We are legitimately one of those, and we have a number of the delegates who come to us and senators and say when they visit their constituency or their business and industry folks before they go into the legislative session, one of the key things they hear is that there's a skills gap out there, a skills gap meaning that they're industry and business aren't getting enough qualified career technical type people to fill the jobs that they need to get filled. So they're putting even more pressure on us to be sure we fill that gap.
We're talking with Dr. Bobby Sandel, president of Virginia Western Community College. You know, when I think about you, Bobby, and I think about the school, I think about workforce development, not only two-year degrees, but certificate programs. Talk about where BWCC has been sort of at the forefront of some of that in recent years as far as developing programs and maybe working with employers and prospective employers on putting programs together that really meet their needs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, here's the philosophy that I use. Of our students, probably a third of our students are there to get transfer. They come there to get transfer on the four-year colleges, which is great. But our main mission, the main mission of our community college is to fill workforce needs of our industry and business folks. That's what we're there for. And so we gear our programs to their needs. I'm not looking to fill programs up in Richmond or Northern Virginia, even though some of our programs do that. But we do a canvas of our area, of all our business and industries. We find out what the needs are. We try to be responsive to them. Obviously, we are a very healthcare-oriented community, so we have a tremendous number of healthcare programs. Manufacturing now, with Eldor coming in, Deschutes and so forth, they're very encouraged by our programs and hire a lot of our people and doing a lot of that. And we're doing a lot of training for Eldor and everybody else now. So we are a multifaceted institution. We do the college transfer. We got all the bells and whistles. But the main mission, still, economic development, filling workforce needs.
Speaking of some of your programs, I wanted to brag on mechatronics a little bit. This is sort of a melding of engineering disciplines. I actually used to work with Dan Herrein in private industry years ago, who sort of is behind that whole thing. But it's been recognized, mechatronics, by Governor McAuliffe. And companies like Eldor, Bobby, and Deschutes said it was one of the deciding factors that this was a program that could train workers.
Yeah, and what a college president looks forward to is when The president doesn't have to say we've got a good program, but when somebody else comes in, especially a new company, says one of the main reasons we came here was because of Megatronics, that just says we're doing what we're supposed to do. And Megatronics, as you mentioned, is a blend of a number of disciplines, and industry and business like it. They like the work ethic of our students, and they like what they're doing to help them be a profitable organization.
Righty, it's 850 at WFIR. We have Dr. Bobby Sandel, president of Virginia Western Community College, in studio with us this morning. And Dr. Sandel, if you would, for a few moments, talk about the CCAP program that is paid for the tuition at Western of many qualified students, how that's been the leg up that many needed to get started on their post-high school education, if you will.
Okay, thank you. That's probably one of the cornerstone programs we had with Virginia Western. Is our college foundation, a number of years back, wanted to come up with a direction and focus that they could go in. And of all the things they came up with the idea that we could provide free tuition to qualified students with the caveat, you stay in school, you make a certain GPA, there is an opportunity for you to go to college. And believe it or not, folks, there are a lot of students who can't afford to go to college, okay? Even at the community college with tuition, which is much lower than most four-year colleges. So what the program is, it works with the municipalities that serve us, Salem, Roanoke City, Roanoke County, Botetourt, Craig, Franklin County, and the municipalities give us a certain amount of money because they want to see their high school students, graduates, have an opportunity to go on to the next level. And then what our foundation does, we match it. We match it with going out working with business and industry, and it's an easy sell because they want the young people to get further education. You know, you can look at that selfishly because they want a more qualified workforce. So, you know, we've done over about 2,500 to 3,000 students now, full tuition, and it's a blessing. I know Rita Bishop at the city schools will say a lot of parents will never thought that their kids could go into college, but this now provides the key word hope. You stay in school, you got a chance. You know, one of the things she brags about is her retention rates are better now as far as graduation. And she will be the first one to say a lot of that has to do with CCAP because students know if they stay in school, it's possible you can go to Virginia Western. You got to make a certain GPA, but you can go there.
At least you have some goal in mind.
You got a goal. School. I mean, these kids got to have a goal. And they need to see the relevance that high school education is not enough in today's world to get what they want to get. So, you know, we can make a difference there.
We're talking with Dr. Bobby Sandel, president of Virginia Western Community College. We've got about 3 minutes or so left. I want to talk about some of the physical expansion, Bobby, going on at the school. You must walk around with a hard hat now, like a project manager. In the last couple of years, the Fralin Center for Science and Health Disciplines in 2013, the Student Life Center, 2014, a new STEM complex that's going up in the parking lot of Colonial, along with a parking garage, also the expansion of the Culinary Arts Program at the Claude Moore Complex on Henry Street. Talk about some of that, and I would imagine that you had to have a partner in the state to get some of this stuff done.
Yeah, it works three ways. The STEM complex is part of the general obligation bond through the Commonwealth of Virginia. That's about a $35 million complex, which will be the best of the best. And, you know, the mechatronics, the engineering, all the sciences, a lot of medical programs also. But it will give our students a leg up. And what STEM programs do, it provides them the higher level type jobs. And that's what we're trying to do, to get them a more financially beneficial job. And those jobs will do that. And then, you know, the parking garage, we're a boxed in campus. So when we build new buildings now, we have to build them on top of parking spaces. So if you could build them, this building takes up 300 parking spaces. So we now got to build a parking garage, which can continue to grow as we put more buildings on more of the asphalt, you know, so forth.
Or so you can continue to stack on the parking.
Stack on it. And then we're going to change Colonial Avenue. We're going to transform that. I'll see how many friends I have when we put three roundabouts on Colonial Avenue.
Make drivers dizzy.
That's right. And then we're going to do the expansion down to the Claude Moore Center, down at the Higher Education Center for Culinary, which is a great program.
You know, I wanted to talk about the STEM building. The fact, Bobby, that STEM is being put in a separate building, does that just indicate how important science, technology, engineering, and math are to future employment?
Yeah, there's no question about it. Those disciplines will make the difference in our region. Our region is trying to grow. You know, Blacksburg, the New River Valley, and the Roanoke Valley are trying to come together as one region to make a difference. We got the biomedical complex going on down at the Carilion and Virginia Tech. That's part of it. But they need technicians and all to be able to support all of that. So you put all of that together, and STEM, those type folks can work with those entities also to give what I call the total package, the total package. And science, technology, engineering, and math, /H, now we put a /H on it for healthcare. If we can do that and get these folks out, we can fill that skills gap I talked about earlier.
Got about 20 seconds left. I just want your reaction. Are you excited about the next few years at Western?
Very excited about it. Virginia Western's on the move. We've got challenges like everybody else does, but we think we're making a difference in people's lives. The Roanoke region is a great place to be, and we've got a lot of people taking advantage of our opportunities. Right, appreciate the opportunity to be here.
All right, Dr. Bobby Sandals, president of Virginia Western Community College. We'll have to leave it there. Thanks, doctor, for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.